Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Rastafari, greetings in the name of the Most High, Jah, Rastafari, and like two and like three.
And welcome to another edition of the Stepping Out Radio Show, Near Nation Radio Station. Raswariko, your host, your enigmatic host. Yes, we're getting together, our people, and we're doing it through the instrumentality of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated for the black peoples of the world. And the ship, the entity, that was provided for us from 1937, was provided for us in Harlem. So I, as a Jamaican born, who find out that and know so that we have land in Shashamani and is our redemption spot, we also link up them three physical locations there as a platform for this program. See? Everyone here, what is happening in Shashamani right now? But not just Shashamani, Ethiopia itself. And of course, the entire continent was named Ethiopia. And that Atlantic Sea was Ethiopian ocean. But right now, we have, as you say, the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. And it has a constitution that is registered in the coffers of the Secretary of State and the Attorney General and the County Clerk of New York. And it goes like this. The preamble is, we, the black people of the world, in order to effect unity, solidarity, liberty, free man, and self-determination, to secure justice and maintain the integrity of Ethiopia, which is our divine heritage, we hereby establish and ordain this constitution for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. So while they were preparing over in Italy and England to invade Ethiopia, His Majesty was providing for his people within the diaspora, which my terminology for describing that is Ethiopia West. So when you hear me talk of Ethiopia West, that's about all black people in the West here. Yeah, man, all black people. I see the Native American and people have joined with us, have embraced us and our cause, because they have a similar experience like us. You know, their treatment by certain races was horrific. And so I and I going to really want to guide them another one of this selection from the album Rally Round Shashamani, because it sounds simple, but it's a pivotal point to start everything from right now. Start from scratch, you know, them say simple trash, blind.
Them should know this now.
Yeah.
Right, you're not a defender of a vehicle. You're not gonna defend our son of vehicle. Then, Rastafari. It's for I. It's the world that make we care and share. Care and share, the time is now, the joy is there. So care and share, the time is now, the joy is here. So care and share, the time is now, the joy is there. So care and share, make we care and share. Then, we're telling the youth them all the order. Cause the righteousness we rather live in love, no show, no fuss, but that love no man bother. Just live in one accord, love your mother and your father. Tell the youth them every day things get harder. Then, I am a neighbor and a farmer, them think this one a drama. Yo, them can't stop this a Tanya. Yo, till I see a him send me on ya, to watch out, me plant them Tanya. Yo, this a red, that's a money, Mr. Key. Care and share, the time is now, the joy is here. So care and share, so care and share, the time is now, the joy is here. So care and share, the time is now, the joy is here. So care and share, so care and share, when I'm a Rastafari, then, so keep it real, same way, same time, same day, I see hope and really, really never stray. So do not turn the youth them in a day. So no me not play. So go on like a rebel and play. Yo,
then, well, I see you for my people and me know send them on my relatives. Well, Rastafari, well, keep it as it is. Well, tell the youth them, yo, me love the way them, yo, me love all them my dream, yo, Rastafari, then, well, the glory and the joy when we share that thing. Well, I will not forget, but I will forgive, yo, Rastafari, then, I see you can dance the way, yo, never stray, yo, Rastafari. May I demand him as the glory every day. Then will be hail me king, and what a joy it bring. Well, Rastafari, not fool me, not a fling. Then keep it real, yo, and I no bargain, and I no deal. Cause them barons will not see you, you might be king, top king.
Yes, we have to go into the history of this thing, you know. The people them suffering from some mental problem. They are overwhelmed by the proximity of white supremacy and white majority. White people mash up them head and they can't keep a steady meditation. Yes, them come like Satan possess the whole of them. But it's not all of them. No, man, they're providing people, man. They are those that were sent. Yeah, the chosen few. So hear me now. Way back in a century ago, Emperor Menelik stood alone at the head of a sovereign African nation called Ethiopia. The famous victory at Addo in 1896 had touched the hearts and souls of Africans through the diaspora, instilling in them a sense of pride and hope for the future. This famous African victory only added to the already prevailing mystic about Ethiopia, the land of Sheba, the cradle of civilization and resting place of the Ark of the Covenant. In their quest for knowledge, African Americans began researching history and the Bible to discover Ethiopia as a missing link in African history. The experience of slavery had strengthened the spiritual resolve that emancipation now allowed to be nurtured through research. Ethiopia, after all, was the land mentioned so many times in the Bible, the land encompassed by the river Gihon, Yemen, that proceeded from the Garden of Eden. Yeah, the same river Nile, you know? The land where the gods love to be, the gates of Zion, that Exiabir loved it more than all the dwelling places of Jacob. The only nation mentioned in the Bible that would stretch forth her hands unto God. So hear me now, people. We can't take this thing no little easy way with what's going on in creation right now, you know. So I'm going to just go and lock out a Satan vibes with some music, yeah. Yeah, man.
Behold the great and glorious work of Emperor Haile Selassie.
How
great it is to glorify the name of the King.
Rally round,
Yeah, man. I tell you, it's not an easy road at all, you know. Not an easy road at all. Yeah. Because, you know, we're mindful of it all. Kind of
I and I will stand up and fight for all rights. I and I will find a way to survive. Not an easy way out, easy way out. Fighting to be free. It's not an easy way out, easy way out. Trapped in society.
When the fascist Italy decided that it wanted to be the first European colonizer of Ethiopia, the entire Europe was enthused and fascinated by this prospect. 2,000 black Americans mixed with some Caribbean nationals marched the streets in Harlem, and it had a huge impact on world events. The jeering, like what you hear in the background here, the jeering fascists in the gallery at the League of Nations Assembly in Geneva did not prevent Emperor Haile Selassie I from delivering his historic speech. He prophesied, "It is us today, it will be you tomorrow," as the emperor continued to hope that the strength of his people amid the righteousness of their position would defeat the Italian regime. His eloquence moral authority and logic fell on deaf ears. At an Addis Ababa conference on the question of racial discrimination, he delivered this speech, that until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another inferior is finally permanently discredited and abandoned, that until there are no longer first-class and second-class citizens of any nation, that until the color of a man's skin is no more significant than the color of his eyes, that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all, without regard to race, that until that day the dream of lasting peace and world citizenship and the rule of international morality will remain but a fleeting illusion, to be pursued but never attained, and until the ignoble and unhappy regimes that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, and in South Africa in subhuman bondage have been toppled and destroyed, until bigotry, prejudice, malicious and inhuman self-interest have been replaced by understanding and tolerance and goodwill, until all Ethiopians stand and speak as free beings, equal in the eyes of all men, as they are in the eyes of heaven. Until that day, the Ethiopian continent will not know peace. We Ethiopians will fight if necessary, and we know that we shall win, as we are confident of the victory of good over evil. And that is the speech, my brethren and sisters. We have a hard uphill climb to deal with our people.
Don't worry, oh no, oh no. About the things, don't worry, oh no, about the things, don't worry, oh no, about the things, don't worry, oh no, things gonna be alright. I know that the time is rough and tough, you can't give up. You got to hold on, you got to stand strong. Remember behind the dark cloud is a silver lining. I want you to know I and I are just a full swing. The same things you do for me, he will do for you. Jah is not ungrateful, he'll be right there. About the things, don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright, don't worry, oh no, about the things, don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Some coming with raping, robbing and shooting, things got to rearrange. All they are doing is bare backbiting. Things got to be changed. Babylon don't want us to live upright. They always putting up a fight. I know things got to change. I know things got to rearrange. The same things Jah do for me, he will do for you. Jah is not ungrateful. About the thing, don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright, don't worry, oh no, about the thing, don't worry, oh yeah, things gonna be alright. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, 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 ooh.
here to stand up. I know there is frustration sometimes in your life. You get to stand up, my friend. You got to stand up strong. The same things I do for me, he will do for you. Jah is not ungrateful.
Give heads up to the ones who organized first night. Yeah, that pledge program was so lovely. Yeah, man, I really can recommend this team here anywhere to organize for the black people. And I love especially the introduction of the Dakota tribe of indigenous people. They represented their tribe very well. The Montevideo Convention has explained to us the Treaty of the Circle of Life and the right to self-definition in line with divine rights in the recognition of sovereignty. What a great set of people, man, after them bought them go through with the white people. So right now, and I really, really and truly have to say unto the item said, we have a mission to accomplish, and we have nothing to stop us now, because you can see the entire world is in confusion, right? So I'm just going to go and play some music until I get in, because we have an interview tonight, you know. We lose the great Dr. P.W. Carlton Fraser, yeah, man. And we're going to the boat from 8 to 8.30, interviewing Ross Zebulon concerning his liberty, because Ross Zebulon was in close contact with him for a period in Jamaica. So we're going to go on a little more, you know, we're going to go on a little more with the Rally Round Tasmania album, you know. This album was done by Morgan Zerity.
Behold the great and glorious work of Emperor Haile Selassie.
Y'all. the God is dead. What they did not know, Shashamani is the land. Yo, Shashamani, it was the land given to us by His Majesty, given to live a life under the law of the King of Kings. Oh, beautiful Jerusalem, if I and I forget thee, may our tongue cleave to the roof of our mouth, you see. Was all a part of our destiny for us to be living the life of Shashamani, where it was ordained for 500 families to live the life, yo, to the highest, you see.
Let's manifest His will and build this model city.
One big collaboration.
City to be inherited by 500 families.
Let's bring it together, hey, y'all.
Man, this music here is food, you know, food for thought, food for enjoy, food for dance. You can taste it. You know, them have a magazine come out in 1977 named Reggae Bloodlines, you know. It featured my great friend Fred Lax. I invited first night on the phone. It was heartwarming, man, to hear Fred Lax. Man, look young and fresh, see me like the last time I see him, which was in Nassau, Bahamas, I think, yeah. And we went to Jamaica, 40 days we spent it together, man, as virgin. And we was well treated by the people in New Providence Island, man. It was lovely, man, I tell you. Although one Jamaican tried to mess it up by stealing our passport and $3,000 from it. But guess what? That make us fine hour and get far with passport and $3,000. But anyway, reggae is a vulcanizing, restrained, irresistible. It is more than the national music of Jamaica. It is a social force that fills the complete cultural needs of the people it serves. Everyone in Jamaica, from the Prime Minister in his garden to the Rastafarian elders in Trenchtown, they listen to the latest reggae songs for an immediate line on the political and spiritual pulse of the island. Now, this is after years, them turn around and give him some credit to reggae, you know. But if you hear, that's the back of the book, the newest edition. But if you hear what them say about reggae music in the year 1977, I'm going to give you a taste of all them disgrace reggae when them just come to Jamaica. And them write several books all in a Japanese language, and I sell it all over.
Don't you know this now? Right, you're not a defender for people. Then we're telling the youth them all the other, cause the righteous is me rather. Living love no show no fuss, but that love no man bother. Just living one acada, love your mother and your father. Tell the youth them every day things get harder. Then I am a racer and a farmer, them think this one a drama. Yo, them can't stop this a Tanya. Yo, till I see a him send me on ya, to watch out me plant them Tanya. Yo, this a red,
care and share, the time is now, that I is here,
same CMB. Ethiopian really, really never stray. So do not on the youth, them in a gay. So no me not play. So go on like your rebels and play. Yo, yo, let's keep it like that. You know me not go fight that. Them no say you come here and say. Yo, me keep it up there, up there, up there. Yo, me not go down there. Yo, me love it Ethiopian way. Yo, the key.
Yes, I. So as we were saying, we have some plans. You know, Jah can dispel with our plans, but it's our duty to still make plans. And we're looking forward to a trip to Ghana in next year. The African Renaissance Movement. Yes, a 8-day festival in Ghana, and we're asking the one them to really make this time prime time for the island, either by way of the media or physically visiting Ghana, because in within that 8 days you're going to get to see all the door of departure during the slavery and all them things. They go to the crocodile park and other type of things. Yeah. And you will be royally treated. See? So the African Renaissance Movement now, I want to really heal up the Virgin, Jacob Masakai, a born Liberian who based in Ghana, and our dearly beloved Virgin, Milton Henry, Jamaican, who is here in command of the North American section of this work. And we have also, I call our dear Virgin Michael Morgan also doing a terrific job. So we're going to really continually promote these events and these activities on this radio station, you know. Also, I want to big up the Virgin them, Utica, you know, like the organic love. Yes, that is a restaurant. Make the best green juice and so on and so on and so on. Line people up to get them good, nutritious, health food at that place. And just down the road on the other side is Ujamaa. Yes, Ujamaa Health Food have a whole lot of medicinal supplements and so on to offer to people. And I notice the elders, them flock it too. Because they can sit on comfortable on the back and relax, and they can discuss with their the person at the counter anything they want to know about these highly recommended products. So I'm going to give you the address and phone number and all that later, you know. And I have a calling number. I'm going to use the calling number for the first time tonight, because I'm going to finish the interview with Ras Zebelana. I'm going to open up the calling number. But I'm going to give you a number from now that you can line up. It's 347-857-1311. But you can't call till after 8:30. Yes, you can't call till 8:30 because then we're going to have an interview going on. And after the interview, you know, you can call and Brother Zebulon will be on the line, can answer to and them kind of way there, you know? Yeah, but in the meanwhile, we have to just keep on making the music talk for you, you know? Yeah.
Coming from Ethiopia, the Orthodox Church, His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Selassie I. Shashamani, Shashamani, Shashamani. Fire happy upon this can't cool down. Fire happy upon this can't cool down. Fire happy upon this can't cool down. This fire is higher. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. No petrol, no lighter. This is eternal fire. This is eternal fire. Coming from Jaja, the Almighty Irator, production master. Give thanks to life. Rise this morning and see your life. I will make mention of Rehoboam Babylon and to them that knew him. The old Philistia and Tyra with Ethiopia. This man was born there. And the king. And the king. And the king. Come and people burn out crime and violence. And the fire burn out illusion. And the fire burn out pollution. And the fire burn out corruption. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. This fire is higher. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. Then start the war, then cause the peace. No time to pray, no time to pray. The heat is on, the heat is on. All is iron, nothing in the people's farm. Time so rough, time so tough. When it a go come, when it a go come, when it a go come. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Come let me burn out crime and violence. And the fire burn out illusion. And the fire burn out pollution. And the fire burn out destruction. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. Fire happy burn this can't cool down. This fire is fire. This fire is hotter. This fire will not retire. East, west, north and south. Bless African. Bless Ethiopian. Shashamoni. 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 Aye, aye, aye. I'm sorry going up. I'm pleased to be on people them. The Orthodox people them. Heal them. Bless the moment. Christ has risen. Blessed love. Oh yeah. Flash. This is eternal fire. This is eternal fire. Coming from Jaja, the Almighty Irator. Production master. Give thanks to life. I'll make mention of Rehoboam Babylon. And to them that knew. The old Philistia and Tyra with Ethiopia. This man was born here.
Yes, I want to hear of Okunora, Dub Poet, Muta Baroka, Linton Casey Johnson, Dean Breeze. Not the natural passed away, but Terry Natural is still around. And we have a bridging up here, Asa Jeffo, yeah, and compliments to our brother Bernard Coburn, and so on. Yeah, we're talking about how the people used to treat reggae music back in 1975. We have a tourist board say about reggae music. I give them the tourist board first, then I give the introduction of the white people introduced in this historic novel about music. From 1970s, we are talking about, you know. Here what the tourist board said. A good part of the attraction of reggae music to its metropolitan audience is the anger and protest of the lyrics. we obviously face a contradiction between the message of urban poverty and protest which reggae conveys, and that of pleasure and relaxation inherent in our holiday product. The cinema is trying to protect them tourism from reggae. In short, when we promote reggae music, we are promoting an aspect of Jamaican culture which is bound to draw attention to some of the harsher circumstances of our lives. All articles written on the sound so far do this. Our view is that we should leave other agencies and local music interests to carry the ball from here on. So you see what they must say. They must leave it alone. Because them don't know how to deal with it. When you think that is anything, wait till when I give the white man version. I'm going to look at next piece of the rally around Shashamani. That's just a way.
All right, sir. Blessed is the name of the Most High, the Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Burn the wall of Babylon and the Bishop of Judgment. All of us coming on this coming, yo.
We have on the fire red hot down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion. Red,
red, red.
We sing the fire hot for a pagan. Because if the wind is the drop, Rasta come be burn it red hot down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion. Red,
red, red.
We sing the fire hot for a pagan. Because if the wind is the drop, yow, yow, yow. We come be burn the fire hot. We burn it out the road until it reaching a them yard. Light up the fire and run the drop for them yard. Where them get not from them and we own the devil's bomb yard. But them for us still have the eye of him a famic yard. Jehovah Jireh, a blessed my Lord. While leading a scheme, a plan and a truck yard. Rasta now go eat of them cause we done sister them abroad.
Don't you know we keep it hot because it's red, red hot. That's how we peep they spot. And you know we won't stop. You see the way things is going, I don't see my people growing today. You better don't play, I say,
so
wow,
we are on
wow.
This radar, yeah. Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red, red.
We bring the fire hot for no pagan. Because they know when this is wrong, we are on the fire radar. Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red, red.
So come to set a strong foundation. We all
red,
of the young lion.
Yo,
wow. Yo, yo. We come to burn the fire red. Cause over the years them cause so much bloodshed. It's amount of refugee of fear back up and a fled. Asleep out in the night too, them can't rest in at them bed. Some of them can't find nothing, much less piece of bread. Yo, starvation out to kill the people, them dead. Dutty Babylon, you put a bow, flee or you pledge. Emperor Selassie bound to push you over.
Yo, and don't you know we keep it hot. Because it's red, red hot. That's how we beat this spot. And you know we won't stop. The way things are going, I don't see my people growing today. Better know we
the
don't play.
Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red.
We bring the fire hot for no pagan. Because them action is wrong. We are burn the fire red. Down in a Babylon. Just a comfy set a strong foundation. We no come here to be powder nor lotion. Because them action is wrong. Yo, yo, yo. So tell them to sing slow. Cause the Rasta man don't see the way them a go. All the way about down a Uganga so blow. The whole of them a go reap the same seed with them so. All of you way a suck out and all of who way a blow. All who gone up on stage bout them a go go. We not see no better name for you but a John Crow. This fire way a blaze man it not go stop grow. Cause we a burn this way down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red, red.
We bring the fire hot for a pagan. Because them doing shit is wrong. We are burn the fire red hot down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red, red.
We bring the fire hot for a pagan. Because them action it is wrong. Don't you know we...
Yeah, man. You what I'm saying now? I'm saying... This is the introduction and the first thing you're going to read when you open the book, you know, USA. Clearly then, reggae is subversive and dangerous and perhaps ought to be forbidden. Reggae's outlaw music, primitive and tribal. Reggae is hypnotic trance music, 0 degree music, a cultural shockwave emanating from the Caribbean, just 90 miles south of Cuba. And as a matter of fact, reggae music is forbidden to a certain extent in its homeland, Jamaica. Some of the more militant and aggressive singles like The Kingdom, Go to Waste, that's Max Romeo's War in Babylon, have been banned from the air as the worried Jamaican government tries to keep.
I knew that.
Yeah, man. We have a devil Satan here around me, but guess what happened?
Oh, now.
It's all right, man. We have him under control, man. So, them say the government tried to keep an uneasy truce between warring political factions by keeping inflammatory reggae off the air. Reggae is ghetto music, the sound of the slums, and only gets ghetto ear time in Jamaica, usually between midnight and dawn, when most Jamaicans are sleeping. By day, the island's two stations blast out glossy American disco records that go down like pablum or formula. So that was the taste that they sent out into the world in 1970. And yes, we still have a whole pile of roast breadfruit who think the same way. But right now, we're going to go get ready for our dear brethren, Ross Zebulon, to come on at 8 o'clock. So look at this, you know.
This is a calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this the reveal to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I?
Church and state has come together to pledge our glory shine. With thanks and praise to the Emperor, with the Shamani of our mind. Church and state has come together to pledge our glory shine. With thanks and praise to the Emperor, with the Shamani of our mind.
This is a calling from His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I the First. Bring me my sons and daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari. In the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish a model city to the world, in the land of Ethiopia. The Ethiopian World Federation was established in the United States of America by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I the First. This is not a calling for the United States, it's a calling for all the children of the diaspora.
It's a call to set our people free.
Set that people free.
It's a call. Not only for men, not only children.
Ethiopian song, man, I sing. Me hear all me king happy. We go the panel the day we win. Can't carry up like this. I'm a it's African thing when you hear me chanting. What a job you say, do you tell me not the
Yeah, man, so we have to talk to Brother Zebulon here now concerning our dear beloved brethren, Dr. Pee-wee. And, you know, Brother Pee-wee was a man who given in total life service to his people. And I can remember I used to visit him office on Harper Tree Road there, and we used to, I remember him had a mango tree was hanging on like an veranda on the second floor. And after time, we passed through one of a lunch of green gauge mango, them called it Blackie. Yeah, man. And it was always accepted to I and I, you know. Dr. P.B., member of the 12 tribe of Israel. Yes. Ethiopian Federation, local number 12. So, brother, I'm going to call Brother Zebulon because then he might not be able to call me right now. Yeah.
But you know, but we got you.
Yeah, so.
We got you. You're similar. I know.
Yeah, screening room up.
You get
them
all
you
want.
You get a dial.
You bring it out.
How could I turn an eye back on an eye heritage?
Never! I determined that I
kill ya! Shaka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka!
Hey, you don't know what?
Me happy burn them, but me nah go run them. Pick up the holy book and just see. Me happy burn them, but me nah go run them. Too much confusion, I go on out that street. Me happy burn them, but me nah go run them. Pick up the holy book and just see. I say this, and you say that. I have to see last in summer, Allah Jesus. Some say this, and some say that. Some are praise Jacob, some praise in the cat. That's why me happy burn them, but me nah go run them. Too much confusion, I go on out that street. Me happy burn them, but me nah go run them. Pick up the holy book and just see. Some a say Anglican, and that no me no no fi condemn the man. Some a say I have been given some a shout Israel, 72 year we father name fell. On them, but no bother on them. Too much confused man a go on out that street. Me happy burn them, but me nah go run them. Take up the holy book and just teach. That is it. Happy burn them, but me nah go run them. Too much man a man out the street. Me happy burn them, but me not go run them. Take up the holy book and just teach. Me happy burn them, but me not go run them. Too much confusion a man out the street. Me happy burn them, but me not go run them. Take up the holy book and just teach. Take up the holy book. Take up the holy book. Take up the holy book and just teach. I say, look at the holy book. Look at the holy book.
Yes, the technology in our world called drop. I don't know what it is.
You pick him up, you lick him, dung him, bounce right back. What a odd man for dead. You pick him up, you lick him, dung him, bounce right back. What a odd man for dead. Them say the cat got a 9 life, but this man got 99 life. Cause them pick him up, them lick him, dung him, bounce right back. What a odd man for dead.
Which man that? The Rasta man him talk about, you know. Yeah. Yeah, most I preserve by an eye. When you see all the ancient leave, you know, you think him stop work. No, man, my work with an eye and I see him here. So, this is Ross Warrico. Regard myself as the enigmatic host for the black people world. Yeah, everyone listen to an eye show, but this is focusing on removing ourselves from this condition that we're in here. Move ourselves from pandemic and everything. Yeah, so this interview with Ross Rebellion was supposed to be part of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated tribute to the passing of Dr. Ross Carlton P.V. Fraser, life and services to the black people of the world, with whom he had occasion to meet during his passage of life, including his matriculation from the Howard University, his encounter with Bob Marley, and Alan Skillcole, the great footballer in Jamaica, and his final role as chairman of the medical unit at Local 12 in Queens, New York, right up to his final moments before he was visited by illness. And that illness was complicated by the fatal coronavirus. And believe you me, people, that corona thing is not an ordinary thing. That is something really, really and truly. And when I go into numerology, I find out, say, it's a 666 trick from way. And I went get the opportunity when the podcast start and we can see visuals. You know, when shown up on a whiteboard exactly how the numerology relates to our Gwan. See? So this sister in the name, Tasha. Tasha do some music here. Well, really and truly, my bro. She really treat the man them serious when she a little old boy, but
me never know me would have fallen at them traps. I just last week, my friend not tell me about that. See them now, ragged up. Imagine, feeling exhausted coming home from work. Red, Babylon pull me over, me them want search. Red, them tell me don't have no rest, me can't even say a word. Red, them artists, them cool like a ice, them would have told you in a dive. Cause them now move right, yo, them dead as you know. Came the link to you, them figure get life sent and so, life sent and so. Them dead as you know, intimidate the youth, them figure lie and inform you know, inform you know. Final loaf of bread, and then them come a court with them false evidence. Them just living on my skin just like a pestilence. Prosecutor don't mislead me, cause that don't make no sense. It's tribulation, bring violation, and violation.
Yes, well, like the call them a drop and I can't get Razzable, and I'm going to give you a history about a serious Harlem activist, because as I tell you, them say, this is a trilogy between Jamaica, Harlem, and Chasamani. So when I'm not touching one, I'm touching the other, right? So you hear me now? On the 22nd of March in the year 2019, marks the 100th anniversary of Harlem-based consumer activist Mrs. Florence Rice. She just passed away, you know. Just passed away, 100-year-old. She born March 22nd, 1919. See, Mrs. Florence Rice is an American-born Harlem-based consumer activist and educator. She is the founder of the Harlem Consumer Education Council. She has been called the Ralph Nader of Harlem and is also known as the mother of Harlem Consumer Movement. Having resided in the same building as 158th Street in Harlem for more than 60 years, she defended herself in the housing court when she was evicted constructively from her home. Mrs. Rice's family emigrated from West Indies before she was born in Buffalo, where she spent many years in the colored orphan asylum, one of the first charitable institutions dedicated to the needs of African American children. She has been addressing issues of poverty, neglect, and exploitation that confronted the poor, low-income citizens in New York City, Harlem community. She was an early champion for abortion rights for women and spoke about her life during 1930s. After completing 8th grade, she went to work as a domestic seamstress. She became a member of the International Ladies Garment Workers Union. In 1962, she participated in a congressional hearing held by Adam Clayton Powell Jr., which probed discriminatory union policies and practices towards African Americans and Latinos. He testified regarding the situation in the International Ladies Garment Workers Union. It is worthy of note that after the congressional hearings, Rice was blacklisted and marginalized by the garment industry, which prompted her to start the Harlem Consumer Education Council during the 1960s. Being a member of the ILGW, local number 155, and this is documented in the book Race Traitor, written by Noel Ignatiev and John Garvey, she said she was told that if she testified at the congressional committee hearings before the ad hoc committee on the investigation of the garment industry, she would never work again in the garment industry. Friends of one, she's a one-woman army who made her own signs and picketed business, such as furniture stores and other commercial entities. And she was always joined by others who identified with her concerns. She saw the injustices, how consumers were being overpriced or sold inferior products. She saw the discrimination in housing and made her voice heard on the streets, on the buses, and on the trains. After the 1960s, Mrs. Florence Rice became somewhat of a new woman, a one-woman consumer dynamo in Harlem, fighting utility companies, credit agencies, furniture stores, and even banks on behalf of the poor. At age 85, she was still wearing pins in her clothes, reading Economic Racism. She defended herself in the housing court, accused of not paying her full rent by the landlord. In turn, she countered with her own accusation that the landlord destroyed her apartment under the guise of repairing it and forcing her out of it. She said, "I am really glad it happened to me," she said. "I knew I could get support to expose this sort of problem. If it hadn't happened to me, it would have happened to someone else my age who might have ended up in a hospital or a nursing home." Having as a young woman working at a laundry in Harlem had an illegal abortion, she joined other outspoken women in 1939, talking openly about her illegal abortion experience. Mrs. Florence Rice was still alive up to 2019, and just days from her century, knowing fully well that she represented those without a voice, and that her legacy of being an instrument has gone a far way in the lives of especially the colored people of Harlem. Yeah, man, Miss Florence Rice. I have to talk about our people, our farmers.
I'm burning! Food, clothes, and shelter is for everyone, shed no blood, yeah. King of the forest is our God and King. Black people is from Africa and they should know. We'll still be together, put away them hate and grudge. And you must always remember to show the little children love. Born and raised in the ghetto, Sesselen. Give thanks for life for the elder trench. Born and raised in the ghetto, love yourself. I love the people for the treat all very well. Born and raised in the ghetto, Sesselen. Give thanks for life for your elder trench. Born and raised in the ghetto, love yourself. I love the poor because they treat me very well. Burn Babylonia, that's where them gone there, yeah. Innocent blood run day down. Call on this thing. Anyway, me say corruption, fire burn day. Whoa. I just next to picture of Safari, like a daughter and son. Born and raised in the ghetto, so sudden. Give thanks for life for you hate and trench. Born and raised in the ghetto, love yourself. They love the poor because the sweet and very well. Born and raised in the ghetto, so sudden. The power never leave you. And still my people claim and achieve the future, yeah. Don't stop, let no one stop you, oh. Victory's yours, yeah. Rastafari, the children, have become so mature. Born and raised in the ghetto, so sudden. Give thanks for life for your head and born and raised in the ghetto, love yourself. Love the black man because the sweet eye very well. Born and raised in the ghetto, love yourself. Give thanks for life for your head and strength. Born and raised in the ghetto, so sudden. Whoa, young, burning, young. gloves and surgeries for everyone and say no blood, yeah. Rastafari is our God and King. Me come from Africa, this you be know. Oh yeah, oh I, we still be together. Put away the hate and blood, yeah. And you must always remember to show the little children love. Born and raised in the ghetto, love you then. Give thanks for life, for your health and strength. Born and raised in the ghetto, love yourself. Praise Rastafari, treat I very well.
All right, and now I am going to deal with now a very special Ethiopian Rail Federation Queen Mother, Queen Mother Sylvia Jordan. Queen Mother Sylvia Jordan, she is Sylvia Marion Parousia Pauline Jordan herself. She transitioned at the age of 94 in the year 2015, having the title of Senior Queen Mother of the African American Community, which was bestowed upon her by the iconic freedom fighter Queen Mother Audley Moore. Who want to know about Queen Mother Moore? Before her passing in Harlem in 1996, on May 22nd, 1999, Bishop Jordan was ceremoniously elevated to Senior Grand Candace Queen Mother Abbess of the Ethiopian Orthodox Coptic Church of North and South America, this diaspora, located in Harlem. You see the word diaspora? Would I prefer to use the word Ethiopia West, you know, because the die and then the poorer. It's like them a condemn in other words. So we for dead and we for dead poorer. So may I use Ethiopian just from now on. You know, we have to use the diaspora thing. All right? She was also a member of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, chaplain of the Society of Old Brooklynites, and member of the Lily of the Valley chapter number 16 of the Order of the Eastern Star. Mother Jordan was a visible figure and prayer leader at many community events, including annual tributes to the ancestors at Coney Island. And still I keep up that, you know, yes, give thanks to Ross, Asa, Jeff, and others that is still carrying on. The mother, Jordan, was a visible figure and prayer leader, as I say, at many community events, including annual tributes to the ancestors at Coney Island, Dance Africa at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, and the International African Arts Festival, where she celebrated her birthday every year, having been born in the same year as Miss Florence Rice, 1919. So you see, let's work out. That's why the birthday club was sweet, you know. That the two women, them wife, I paid tribute to. It just happened that them born the same year, 1919. Queen Mother Jordan served as Grand Marshal of the Ireland's Mother's Day Parade, in which she participated for an entire decade, 10 years straight. She also marched each year in the Veterans Memorial Day and the African American Day Parade. In spite of being overcome by the loss of her sight late in her life, in 2010, she made a visit to Jamaica in conjunction with the EWF Incorporated International President, Jim, at the time, Jim Evita Morrison, in an entourage of five persons. She represented herself and her high office with all the grace and splendor of a queen. Security and transportation around the island was provided with compliments of Shaman Guru Kandal Miller Simpson, ex-Army Lieutenant Garth Lumsden, and Outreach Director of Odon Stark Ministries, Raswell de Emmanuel, that is myself, yours truly, your host, Ras Warico. Liberation Maroon Warrior Nana Gloria Sims, that is Mama Gloria from up in the St. James there. Yeah, in the hills there, Maroon. And special tribute was paid to the Honorable Marcus Garvey at his memorial statue in the place of his birth, St. Anne's Bay. A lifetime commission major in the National Chaplains Association, she served as the Army Chaplain during World War II. She also was a member of the U.S. Merchant Marines, serving in the Army and Naval Transport Services. She was a lover of drums and drumming, and was anointed Queen Mother of Prospect Park and the Marcus Garvey Park drum circle. He became a member of the Committee of Honor to honor black people and black heroes, African Unity of Harlem, the F. Davis Memorial Scholarship, and was an avid supporter of the Black Panther Party, the United African Movement, the Federation of Black Cowboys, and the Black Veterans Administration. The Queen Mother participated in protests spanning decades, from the Scottsboro Boys Trial in the 1930s to the Civil Rights Movement and the historic March on Washington in the 1960s, to the many demonstrations in the city of New York against injustice and social profiling, including the Amadou Diallo protest, and was a daily participant in the Occupy Wall Street protest at Zuccott Park, 2011. Bishop Jordan touched the lives of thousands of people and recruited scores into the service of God throughout the world. In 1998, she ordained Mrs. Winnie Mandela as a minister of the gospel in South Africa. Among her celebrated godchildren were actor-director Wesley Snipes, the late Isaac Hayes, and New York City icon, the late Sonny Abubadika Carson. Her personal motto, which she learned as a silver child, was service to humanity, service to God. Her father, the late Preston Emmanuel Jordan, was a Brooklyn real estate broker and businessman, and her mother, Ursula Antoinette Cox Jordan, a naturalized U.S. citizen who migrated to the U.S. from Barbados. The Queen Mother recently reminded ones before she passed that she had memories of her family's involvement in the Universal Negro Improvement Association, that's the UNIA, founded by the Honorable Marcus Garvey. My parents, aunts, and uncles owned several businesses and were very active Garveyites. They instilled the principles of Garvey in me as a young child. I remember watching the UNIA parade on 7th Avenue in Harlem while sitting on my father's shoulders. Organizers of the Native American Elders Gatherings at the Sun Ray Peace Village, Vermont, described the Queen Mother, honored as grandmother of the annual event. A powerhouse preacher that weaves together all the extraordinary spiritual traditions, he carries with mind spiraling eloquence, fierce insight, and wild humor that are infectious. He often has people howling with laughter one moment and move to tears in the next. This ageless wonder truly awakens awe in all who watch her arrive, Bishop Jordan, who describes her mission as interdenominational, interracial, and international. He held the title of Most Mother of Israel in the U.S. headquarters of the Cherubim and Seraphim Holy Order of Nigeria, located in Brooklyn. She was clan mother, white feather of the Ohachee Cherokee Nation of New York and Alabama, a member of the Blackfeet Tribal Council, spiritual queen, Mother Nana, Yah Odo Boafo, Asantewa of the Ashanti, as well as Nana Nkum for the villages of Asinkurua, both based in Ghana. She was chaplain general of the Jamaican United National Association and considered Jamaica as one of her homes. Yes, my people, we cherish them the memory there. She kissed my foot bottom and she was leaving the airport in Jamaica. I'll never forget that. I get a taste of my brother Sizzla again.
Ha! Yeah. Monster King Philadelphia! Slow! Whoa! Dab, 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 dab.
man, we only have 2 minutes to go, so you up now. I got a girl to taste of a bed, you know, named Racimor McLean. Now, Racimor McLean is a bed, you know, I met in 2003. He attended the global conference at the University of the West Indies. I can remember King Frank, I was there. Rasmora was there. It was 300 international guests who came to that. Yeah, that historic one-week conference. I remember Sizzla gave a performance at the UA. The rammed people. But guess what happened? The young Rastaman, them kind, and Rastaman, them kind, tea for all the money we're making up. All the gate money, all the food money, all the room money, 300 room, and all the transportation money. Not $1 the elders them get, and the elders them give them authority for it. That is the history. That's why we look like we down all the while, but it's mishandling of things, all right? So we can give about Seymour McLean now, because what he do is unprecedented. No one ever did that before nor after, right? Call him our Black Liberator, you know. Yes. Black Liberator and Patriarch Racimor McLean. A well-known activist for the liberation of Black people and advocate for the return of priceless Ethiopian relics and hundreds of manuscripts about Ethiopian history, which was stolen by Britain in 1868. You hear that? Well, we are hear about in the world, you know. We want to hear about Italian invasion. But we have several history of England itself invaded Ethiopia. In the future, we'll hear about them things then. Anyway, he was best known for the recognition of Shashamani land in Ethiopia. So you see why I connect up Shashamani with my program all the way. Harlem, Jamaica, Shashamani. I've a devil in the room, you know, but he can't overcome, you know. He must just back off, you know. Yeah. So, the land in Ethiopia given by Emperor Haile Selassie to the Black people of the West, who came to the aid of Ethiopia when fascist Italy invaded Ethiopia in 1936. The Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, of which Racimor McLean became a member and also a president in a term of office, was given charge of the land, which is now occupied by thousands of repatriates, even though the development plans are yet to be executed by the membership. Racimor was a regular campaigner for Black rights in Britain, and will attend most public events when Jamaican government ministers were visiting the United Kingdom, pleading with them for assistance to the Rastafari community, was set up home in Shashamani, but he was neglected by the government. Seymour Antel McLean was born in Jamaica November 6, 1956, and grew up in Bedford Crawl, Clarendon. He was a student of the Mount Liberty Primary School until age 9, when he departed from Jamaica for England with his older brother Ronald, and was reunited with his mother in Battersea, South London. After attending Wicks Lane Primary, excelling in mathematics, way ahead of his classmates, he went to William Blake Secondary School. During his teens, he practiced karate and went on to represent the UK in the European Championship at the semi-final stage. He also pursued electrical engineering and succeeded in entering the prestigious Lloyds of London Specialist Insurance Organization, then followed by attaining a job at Stirling Westminster as a financial consultant until 1982. He next spearheaded a campaign calling for the return of priceless relics and hundreds of books and the manuscripts, including the Feta Negus and the Tebra Negus, stolen from Ethiopian churches during the British invasion of Ethiopia in 1868. He was able to secretly, and this is the key now, this is his greatest achievement, he was able to secretly remove more than 3,000 books from the British Museum before he was arrested and put to trial. Eventually, he served 9 months in prison, but not before pleading not guilty, claiming the books, and indicting England for being in possession of the stolen items. The court ruled that the Ethiopian government were the only source that could demand the return of the books, and the government would have to make the claim themselves. A documentary film called The Book Liberator was produced describing this history that I am relating to you. In June of 1990, Rasimir McLean joined the Ethiopian Welfare Federation Incorporated and devoted the rest of his life to research and the pursuit of repatriation to Africa and reparations for the black people who were captured and enslaved during the transatlantic slave trade. He served the corporation by holding office of president of his local, vice president, sergeant of arms, and chaplain. He also strived to meet a variety of officials and black leaders from African embassies and the black liberation struggle, meeting them mostly at public cultural events. He became a prolific public speaker concerning the Rastafari movement, black intellectual property rights, and the cultural arts. He traveled to Jamaica after the Rastafari Global Conference in 2003, held at the University of the West Indies. It was attended by more than 300 overseas delegates. He was warmly received and got a hero's welcome at the conference, where he was able to share his vast wealth of knowledge about Ethiopia with his peers. After a brief illness, he passed away on October 6, 2014, exactly 1 month before his 58th birthday, leaving 6 beautiful children. So I'm going to change the pace now and ease off on my brethren, sister a little bit and go to Bobby Red's Outstanding Sound.
Man to man is children. Yeah, don't know who to trust. Your worst enemy could be your best friend.
Right now, anybody catch me apart that song, you know?
And your best
worst
enemy.
So right now.
Some will eat and drink with you.
Yeah, I'm going to get flowers now.
I'm going to watch your friend when you keep Tina.
Man to man is children. And your best worst enemy.
So right now.
Some will eat and drink with you. Then behind them sits upon you.
Just bad mine.
Only your friends know your secret. So only eat.
White star roses, why everybody else sing the part?
Yeah, man. So here we go again. Here we go again. This is our brethren, Bobby Red. Tell them, Bobby Red.
Yeah, Ragalax just arrived. Yeah, you see. Boom. Niceness. No Ragalock, check me the musical gate right so yeah, I see it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, we're going to see it up now from Ethiopia, you know, because in the Dunsho Islands is a trilogy we are working, you know. We have less than 15 minutes. So I'm going to seal up with this little sound here. The land of Ethiopia has long fascinated Europeans. Not merely as an exotic and foreign land full of strange beasts, as evidenced by the incredibly ferocious looking hippo portrayed in this passage below, but also as an ancient and independent Christian empire beyond the realms of Islam, which hemmed them in. It had adopted Christianity in the 4th century AD, but had been cut off from the Western Europe by the spread of Islam across in Northern Africa and the Middle East. During the Middle Ages, the myth of Prester John, a powerful Christian prince and potential ally against the Muslim world, grew in the minds of Europeans. And when contacts were established with Ethiopia behind their Iron Curtain in the 15th century, it seemed to fit the bill. So the first Iron Curtain wasn't Russia. The first Iron Curtain, Ethiopia. Ethiopia never permits strangers to walk alone in Ethiopia. Just recently, people can walk to Ethiopia without somebody escort them. Yeah. When the Portuguese sent military aid to counter Islam threats to their trading interests in the region during the 16th century, Jesuit missionaries followed them. They became so influential at the court that they converted the emperor and became a threat to the native Monophysite church, leading to their expulsion in 1632. An Ethiopian priest and lexicographer of noble origin, famous for co-authoring encyclopedias with his friend and companion, Hiob Rudolph, wrote in two Ethiopian languages, Amharic and Ge'ez, the Mangesta Ethiopia, Ethiopian Empire. By 1974, Ethiopia was on one of the three countries in the world to have the title of emperor for its head of state, together with Japan and Iran under the Pahlavi dynasty. It was the second to last country to use the title of emperor. The only one later was the Central African Empire, which was implemented between 1976 and 1979 by Emperor Bokassa. Yeah, in 1974, a pro-Soviet, that is the other Iron Curtain, you know, that was penetrated. Marxist, Leninist, military junta, the Derg, led by Mengistu, Haile Mariam, deposed Emperor Haile Selassie I and established a one-party communist state. Emperor Haile Selassie I disappeared, and it was rumored that he was suffocated with an ether-soaked pillow. On August 28, 1975, the state media reported that His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I had died on August 27 of respiratory failure, following complications from a prostate examination followed by a prostate operation. His Majesty's doctor, Azrat Wallis, denied that complications had occurred and rejected the government's version. Wikipedia verifiability yeah. Policy states action needed. That means they don't accept it. It is not one of the Wikipedia's guidelines, as it has not been thoroughly vetted by the community. In 1994, 3 years after the military Derg regime was overthrown, an Ethiopian court claimed that it had obtained documents attesting to a high-level order bearing the military regime's seal and signature that was widely circulated online. The veracity of the content in these documents has been corroborated by multiple former members of the military Derg. The Soviet Derg fell in 1991. In 1992, bones were said to be found under a concrete slab in the palace grounds. Some reports suggest that the remains were found beneath a latrine. For almost a decade thereafter, as Ethiopian courts attempted to sort out the circumstances of His Majesty's disappearance, a coffin rested in the Bata Church near his great uncle Menelik II. Resting place. On November the 5th, 2000, an imperial-style funeral was arranged by the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. The post-communist government refused calls to declare the ceremony an official imperial funeral. Although prominent Rastafari figures as Rita Marley and others participated in this grand funeral, most Rastafarians rejected the event and refused to acknowledge or accept the bones that were remains of his emperor, Haile Selassie I. There remains some debate that Haile Selassie I actually died in 1975. Now, with DNA tests available, all those can be removed once and for all. Many African states offered His Majesty asylum, exile, or retreat, to which he refused them all. Mengistu fled to Zimbabwe, where he was given safe haven by President Mugabe. He was tried in his absence and sentenced to death. However, more than 60 of His Majesty's close family were already subjected to the firing squad of Mengistu's regime, while others who managed to escape sought exile elsewhere. On Sunday, February 10, 2019, a statue of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, standing on a pedestal in Addis Ababa, was unveiled by the African Union, the newly formed organization that replaced the Organization of African Unity that was established by His Majesty and had its headquarters at the same location in Addis Ababa. My message to the colored people of the United States is that they continue to press forward the determination, to press forward with determination their social and intellectual advancement, meeting all obstacles with Christian courage and tolerance, confident in the certainty of the eventual triumph of justice and equality throughout the world. During the brief interview, which was exclusively granted while he attended the funeral of President Kennedy, Emperor Haile Selassie I also exploded the often repeated rumor that the people of Ethiopia did not wish to be identified with the colored people of America or associate themselves with their problems. With this in mind, Emperor Haile Selassie I was asked, "Is there a kindred feeling between your people and the colored people of America?" The emperor replied, "The people of Ethiopia feel the strongest bond of sympathy and understanding with the people of Ethiopia." So we know that the black people of especially Harlem are very much aware of our sovereignty being threatened. Yes, and people want to turn back the concept of repatriation as if it is a dream that cannot be obtained. However, we are here to tell you otherwise. And as the time closes in on us, we are going to really seal it up with some different type of chant here right now. We're going forward to the Shashamani tradition, yeah? Because in really and truly, that is where we intend to be in a short while. So, right now, here we go again. Yeah, man.
This is a calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this day revealed to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I?
The Church and State have come together to say the glory shine.
Yeah, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I. Bring me my sons and daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari, in the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish a model city to the world in the land of Ethiopia.
Together we free.
So we have to know that we have closed off the show, you know, and we look forward to that again next week, Thursday night, you know, that's why we're cool here on the Neo Nation radio station, Black People place of vantage point to observe the rest of the world as they try to pursue dangerous matters that they have no knowledge about. So we're going to really give thanks and praise continually for the opportunity to speak to our people. The perfect love and ever standing.
How could I turn an eye back on an eye heritage?
Never! I determined that I am!
Shaka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka!
Hey, you don't know what? You don't know what? Again, life for an eye, people. Blazing!
I ain't got ten and coming out, you know.
It's a freak hunting when you hear me chanting.
Nanga me nami nagi no.
You know what black people thinking. Me go son nanga me nami nagi no. It's a freak hunting when you hear me starting.
Nanga me nami nagi no.
You know what black people thinking. Africa me from and that's how we hear me belong. Beside the king in his throne with the steps I'm on.
No place in Rome.
That's what I overstand. Not too much blood and bone for the violent nation. Right away me mind is on a repatriation. We know more about the man me take out revelation. He said the man a black man and him will long.
Bound up many me see we are one. So I show. I'm a coming home. A black woman is coming home.
No more will I man.
I will not put on the bottom. I'm coming home.
It's African thing when you hear me starting.
I'm coming home.
So hear the prophet, priest and the king.
Hey, me go son, I'm coming home.
It's African thing when you hear the termin.
Nanga me nami nagi no.
Man, oh man, I'm child in a ring.
From all the west, me I go head to the east. Ready me go learn about the mark of the beast. They know no justice, no peace. Educated, liars, murderers and thieves. Life opens up all the whenever them a speak. Them seraphs are king silent, them seraphs are king asleep. Silent. We always run deep. If things the last they drop a seat, we are low in our feet. So Ethiopia, I'm a coming home. Black woman is coming home. No more will I. That's a higher power.
Now coming home and knocking up. It's African thing when you hear me chanting.
Now coming home and knocking up.
Well, Africa ball determined.
I'm coming home and knocking up.
And it's a Africa thing, Africa song.
But you know where let me go.
But I see up your band, the river Nile banking. Babylon, you know, say that me up is spanking. Give me the whiskey, give me the fire, give me the God of King determined. I want that time to bring me. Ethiopian song, man, I sing.
Say I hear all me king of king.
Me go live on a day that he win.
Can't carry up like this. Song, I'm you know.
It's African thing when you hear me chanting.
Song, I'm you know.
What a job you say to you, tell me not the ring.
This is a calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this day revealed to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I?
Church and state has come together to let your glory shine.
Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I the First. Bring me my sons and daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari. In the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land.
the land of Ethiopia.
Thank you.